Moving in and down. Letting yourself sink inwards, downwards, making the movement from the outside to the inside. Until you find yourself landing on what we might call inner ground. Find literally finding your feet, finding yourself standing in the inner world. Before you sense or see or feel that there is a path leading to an inner sanctuary that is just yours. Let yourself notice the landscape, notice the weather, notice the ground that you are walking over. Notice what season it is. Maybe there are lots of plants, maybe there are no plants. Maybe things have been flower or fruit. Or maybe just beginning to become green, or maybe they're in winter. Notice the landscape that you walk on. Step by step, as you walk towards the inner sanctuary that is just yours. As you walk along the path, you feel a sense of excitement and curiosity as you walk towards the hidden sanctuary that is just yours. As you approach the sanctuary, you become aware that there is a boundary around it, which might be a wall of bricks or stone or wood, or could even be a living hedge. Notice the boundary with a hedge or wall of some kind. And notice the doorway. That will bring you onto the land where the sanctuary can be found. Notice the walls of the hedge. Get interested in the details. Perhaps there are images on the walls or little beings living in the hedge. Explore the boundary wall or hedge with your senses. Smell it, listen to it, touch it. Feel it, smell and taste it. Get interested in the doorway. Is it open or shut? Is it plain? Or are there things carved upon it? What is it made out of? Trust your own experience. Trust the unfolding. It is right for you to let yourself go through the door, through the boundary. And as you do so, you will see the sanctuary ahead of you. Notice how it looks. Notice its architecture. Notice how it appears to you. You will notice that the door is slightly open. So again, if it is right for you, you step inside the sanctuary and find yourself descending a long corridor. As you walk slowly and carefully down the corridor, you realize you are passing on either side of you a whole series of windows, which can be seen scenes from your past, from your journey of your life. So slowly walking along the corridor, noticing as you pass each window some significant scene from your past, which you stay with for a moment and then move on. Heading down deeper and deeper. After a little while, you become aware that the corridor is slowly starting to move upwards. Slowly, you find yourself emerging from the corridor. Find yourself in a small, simple room with a domed ceiling. Small, square room. Middle of the floor, There's a circular pool, deep blue water, with a single lotus flower floating in the middle of the pool. Above, there is a great dome, and there is an opening in the dome through which the stars can be seen. Each of the quarters of the room, there's a small alcove with a window looking to each of the four directions. Feel the atmosphere of this room. Feel its stillness. Look down into the pool and see the dome reflected in the pool. So focus for a moment into the heart of the lotus, into the single point at the heart of the lotus, at the heart of the pool that reflects the dome. As you feel that central point, it is as if you are right in the middle of the sanctuary, somehow standing on the water, supported by it, held by the water and the lotus, with the four directions around you, with the deep waters beneath you, and the dome, and the sea of stars above you. You are held in the lotus, but in a certain way you become the lotus. Feeling your roots go deeper down into the earth. Feeling yourself receiving the light from above. Drawing up the deep power of the earth. Bringing down the energy of the suns and the stars, letting it meet in the heart center. Feeling as you do so the opening and the blossoming of the lotus, opening out into the four directions. Feeling the yellow petal of Raphael open in the east, and the red petal of Michael in the south, the blue petal of Gabriel in the west, and the green-black petal of Auriel in the north. Feel the bringing together of the height and the depth and the four directions. And as you do so, be aware that in each of the four alcoves, there is a representation of the four angels. It may be purely abstract, it may be very formed. But accepting your own expression. Standing between earth and heaven, standing between the four angels. Feeling the different qualities meeting together in your heart. Feeling the depth and density of the deep place. Feeling the spaciousness and freedom of the high place. Feeling the quality of the elements, feeling air and fire, water and earth moving around you. Letting all these qualities meet in the heart. Be aware that you can explore these different directions. Notice what happens if you descend or ascend or move in one of the four directions. Explore each of the four directions in turn. Fill yourself with air, with fire, with water and earth. Notice what elements you are drawn to. Notice the elements that are more difficult. As you stand between the four archangels, as you stand between earth and heaven, being the pillar, being the middle pillar, being the central axis, being the midline that holds the world, you become aware that behind you, on one side of your body, there is a man, on the other side there is a woman. They may stay on the same sides or they may swap over. Feel or sense the man and the woman standing behind you. Lean into the man and the woman. Feel them holding you in this middle place where all things come together. Notice how they are dressed. Notice from what time they seem to be. They may be known or entirely unknown people. Feel the three of you standing at the center of the sanctuary, between the deep and the high, between east and west, north and south. It is right for you to take possession of your sanctuary. Claim it as an aspect of your being. The man and the woman represent the powers of love and will, the sword and the cup, and many other things. Lean into them and feel the balance of these energies, maleness and femaleness, love and will, sword and cup. Feel them balancing. Feel them as tools for which you can work with the energies of the directions and the center. Feel your sovereignty in this place. Feel the place where you are at the center. Where all roads lead to you and away from you. Feeling your roads connecting with other roads. Feeling at the center of the web of life. Feeling protected, safe in your sanctuary, but connected to all places of the world, so that all waters are one water, All air, one air. All fire, one fierce spark. In one earth. Very slowly start making the journey from inner to outer, thanking the beings of the sanctuary, thanking the man and the woman, thanking the angels, thanking the lotus. And returning through the corridor, first moving downwards, walking down, again passing windows, through which can be seen glimpses of possible futures, visions of things that may be. Feel yourself walking along the corridor, step by step, down and down. Pausing at each window, looking through it for a moment, seeing a glimpse of possible futures, seeing the visions of possibilities that may come about through you. Following the path down, and then slowly it starts to ascend again. Step by step, until you find yourself leaving the sanctuary, passing out through the boundary wall, letting yourself once again notice the wall or the hedge, and blessing it, thanking it for its gifts of protection. Following the path from inside to outside, noticing the inner ground you walk upon. Finding yourself walking back into this time, into this space, into this room. Letting yourselves notice the outside. Notice yourself sitting in the group room. Notice the other people in the group. And as you do so, slowly, and when other people are ready, make your way into two small groups, one of three and one of four. Letting your body doing it rather than your mind. Letting the deeper will guide you into the group you need to be with. If you don't want to do it, then don't do it. That's fine. And if nobody wants to do it, we'll do it. So trust the inner experience. You may just want to sit on your own. There's the option to sit with others. Again, trust your own processing. Almost trust what your body does. But the intention now is to come out in some way or other, and to link the worlds by coming out.